Association has described the decision by the U.S. Embassy in Lusaka to cut health funding to Zambia as devastating. Association President Dr. Kaumba Tolopo said the decision will have a cascading effect as other donors to the health sector might also consider pulling out. Speaking when he featured on the Red Hot Breakfast show this morning, Dr. Tolopo also asked government to make public the forensic audit report conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC on the theft of drugs in the health sector.
Obviously, this pronouncement by the U.S. is quite devastating, because now we are looking into the aspect of accessibility of these drugs by the Zambian citizens, the ordinary of these drugs by the Zambian citizens. Whether the assertions are true or not, and I must mention that we have not been availed the report, but what is apparent is that there is agreements from both sides. But what this does really from our point is that it erodes that public trust in the government and the healthcare sector in particular.
Government has directed Serenje Town Council to urgently utilize the disaster management component of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to procure the missing part of the X-ray machine at Serenje District Hospital, which has been out of service for over a year. The disaster management component of the CDF is specifically intended to provide financial resources for responding to and mitigating the effects of natural disasters and emergencies. Speaking during a recent visit to the district, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuvalo, has expressed concern that patients have continued to suffer and pay for medical services at private facilities despite the availability of public solutions. Mr. Sialuvalo said it is unacceptable that the people of Serenje have been without X-ray services for such a long time, when the issue could have been addressed through available local funding mechanisms, emphasizing that issues of this nature should not require intervention from high-level officials. The minister has since given Serenje Town Council until the end of the month to procure the missing component and restore X-ray services at the hospital.
You can't be waiting almost over a year until it comes into Serenje. That's what I'm told by the members of the public. Members of the public are the ones who need to do it. How many wrongs and Serenje that you people have kept without it? Meanwhile, the government is being blamed when money is at the local authority and at the government. Every day, the president is rebuked over something that he has already done. This is unacceptable. This shows that the mentality of we're pulling the government is done by public workers.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, says it conducted a total of 11 investigations into various procurement matters during the first quarter of 2025, of which 9 investigations were concluded, while 2 are still ongoing as of 31st March 2025. And ZPPA Acting Director General Justin Matmuna has revealed that the authority also considered 11 appeals from aggrieved bidders related to various procurements. Of these appeals, seven were concluded, 1 was dismissed, and 3 remain ongoing as of 31st March 2025. Addressing the media on the authority's activities in the first quarter, Mr. Matimuna highlighted one of the key cases investigated, a tender for the supply and delivery of current transformers, circuit breakers, and isolator gang switches for Transmission North, following a complaint from ZESCO Limited. He said investigations revealed that Rossant International Zambia Limited was awarded the contract by ZESCO Limited in October 2023. However, the supplier failed to provide the required performance security as specified in both the solicitation documents and the signed contract. As a result, Rossant International Zambia Limited has been suspended for 1 year, effective 7th January 2025. Mr. Matimuna also disclosed that the authority carried out compliance and capacity assessments in 16 procuring entities and followed up with 3 procuring entities in the first quarter of 2025, of which 1 entity was found to be compliant, 9 were substantially compliant, while 2 were fairly compliant, and 4 were non-compliant. Meanwhile, Mr. Matimuna has disclosed that a total of 14,884 tenders from 447 procuring entities were published on the electronic government procurement system in the first quarter, representing a 62% usage rate of the system.
The first quarter of 2025, ZPPO undertook investigations on various procurement matters, and a total of 11 investigations were undertaken. The status is that 9 investigations were concluded and 2 were ongoing as at 1st March 2025. In the first quarter of 2025, the ZPPO considered 11 appeals from aggrieved bidders arising from various procurements. 7 were concluded, 1 was dismissed, while 3 were ongoing as at 1st March 2025.
Minister of Tourism Rodney Skumba has reaffirmed government support for initiatives aimed at advancing tourism development. Speaking upon arrival in Durban yesterday for the Africa Travel Indaba ATI, Mr. Skumba said this year's impressive turnout from Zambian private companies is testimony of their resolve to foster increased awareness of Zambia as a tourism destination of choice, and that this will have a knock-on effect on the growth of the sector. He said it is important that Zambia has recorded such a huge private sector participation at one of the largest Africa Travel Indaba. Mr. Skumba will undertake a number of bilateral meetings with key stakeholders across the tourism sector. And Zambia's Acting High Commissioner to South Africa, Inonge Mwenya, says she is impressed with the turnout of Zambian companies participating at the 2025 ATI. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Mission in South Africa, Tamara Nurenda.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
National Council for Construction Executive Director Professor Paul Makasa has disclosed that private sector investors are shying away from investing in housing due to limited profitability. Professor Makasa also explained that many investors prefer to channel their resources into other infrastructure projects such as shopping malls and roads, where returns are realized in a shorter period. He has noted that profits in the housing sector, particularly in low-cost housing, are typically only realized over a long term, making it less attractive to private investors. Professor Makasa has added that this trend continues to hinder the growth of the housing sector in the country, which is still grappling with a significant housing deficit.
Private investors are only interested in profit. The equity point can only be handled by government, because government is not there for profit. Government is there to deliver services to its people. So when it comes to housing, it becomes tricky. Private investors come, you want to give them to invest in housing, they shy away. They would rather do, where you have given them a plot for housing development, they would rather do a shopping mall and recoup their profits within the next 5 years. But when you do low-cost housing, it will take you maybe 30 years, 40 years, you still haven't got your money back.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The U.S. and China have reached a deal to slash trade tariffs for 90 days. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says both sides will cut tariffs by 115%. It means U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports will fall to 30%, while Chinese tariffs on U.S. goods will fall to 10%. The BBC has more.
The United States and China have sought to end their trade war by agreeing to dramatically slash the tariffs they imposed on each other's goods. Both sides agreed to cut import duties by 115 percentage points. Speaking in Geneva, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said both Washington and Beijing wanted to work together on trade relations. The Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which has waged a 40-year insurgency against Turkey, has announced it's laying down its arms and disbanding. In February, the group's jailed leader called for the organisation to dissolve. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the release of an Israeli-American hostage announced by Hamas would not lead to a ceasefire or the release of Palestinian prisoners. The Prime Minister's office